Okay, we're going to begin here at the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amud Bet, at the question of Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama is about to query about the interaction between Chomesh and Kefil. So, by Rami Bar Chama, it's three lines from the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amud Bet. Mamon hamechayvo Kefil, pocho mina Chomesh. Is it the money that makes him chayav in Kefil that makes him exempt from paying the Chomesh? Oh, dilma shvua amechayav to Kefil, pocho to mina Chomesh. Or is it the Shvu'ah itself that makes him chayev in Kefil, makes him unable to be chayev in Chomesh, because the Shvu'ah is already being used to force him to pay Kefil? Echidamis, the Gemara wants to know what's the case here, because when do we have such a question or an afkamina between these two types or two formulations of the interaction between Kefil and Chomesh? Kagon, the case is Shatan Tanat Ganav Venishba. He was toying Tanat Ganav. Here's the Shomer Chinam. He went, goes ahead and says, listen, it was stolen from me, so I am patur. And he took a shvu'ah to that effect. V'chaz arvit antanat avad. And afterwards he goes and says, no, it wasn't stolen from me, but rather it was lost. That's what Tosa says. Not to say that he comes back and tries to be poter himself with a new ta'ana of avad, because if he's trying to poter himself with a new ta'ana of avad, once he was nishba the sheker about the first case, it became his. If he's nishba the sheker about the first case, it's his, then the second shvua has no meaning. So what we're saying over here is that he was toin tenat ganav, he made a claim of ganav, and he took a shvua to that effect. Then chazar, he goes back on it, and he says that the original, my original claim was wrong, I really didn't mean to say ganav, but rather it was avad, it was lost, v'nishba. And then he takes a shvua to the effect that that was avad, that it was lost. Now what happens? Uvau edim. Edim show up akamaita on the first claim, vahodeh abatraita, and he admits about the second claim. So on his claim that it was stolen, edim show up and say, listen, it wasn't stolen. We know it was in his possession when he made that claim that it was stolen, when he was toying to not ganav. On the other hand, even if he was in his possession when he was toying to not ganav, he could say avat. He could say that it was lost after that point in time. So now if it was lost at that point in time, then he comes and he's modeh that it was lost after that point in time, then his hoda'ah is on the second shvu'ah. So my, what is the din over here? The fact that he has to pay kefil is what eliminates his need to pay chomesh. And on this case already, he was already chayev kefil, because the edim came and said that he was in denial, or he was wrong about what he said about toin tenat ganav. So now he's chayev to pay kefil to the owners. The mere fact that he has to pay kefil already means that he doesn't have to pay the chomesh, because the chomesh is subsumed in the payment of the kefil. Oh, Dilma, maybe we say shvua mechayivto kefil potarto min chomesh. That has to do with what the mechayev is over here. Over here we have two different mechayevin. Even though there's one object that has been stolen and one claimant over here, nevertheless, there are actually two shvuot that are causing the payment. The first shvua is what causes him to pay the kefil. And the second shvua, vashvua, by trita, hovud lo kamechayve le kevela, the second shvua is not what makes him chayev kefil, to chayve chomsha, that should allow him to become chayav in the chomesh. So now, what is it? Is it the mechayev, is the shvua? Here we have two shvuot, so they can be independent mechayevim. One that's mechayevim kefil, and one is mechayevim chomesh. Or on the other hand, do we say that the mechayev over here is the payment, the object that was stolen, or the interaction with the claimant? And here we have one claimant, we have one object, and we have one payment, and maybe the chomesh should be subsumed in the kefil. So Amar Rava Tashma. Rava says, I'll bring you a proof. Amar lechad min hashuk, he says to a person from the shuk, not someone he had appointed as the shomer, but somebody that he finds in the shuk, Heichan Shari, where's my shor shukanafta that you stole? Vehu omer lo ganafti. He says, I never stole your shor, what are you talking about? Mashbi achani, he says, take a shvuah to that effect, Rama Main, he said, sure. Ve'edim me'edim lo toshiganvo. And then we have edim show up and say, listen, you really did steal it. Mishalem tashlume kefil. Then he pays kefil. Vim hodim atzmo mishalem keren v'chomesh v'asham. But if he admits on his own, then he pays keren chomesh asham. V'ahacha edim hodim mechayev elei kefil. In this case, the edim are the ones that are mechayevim kefil. Hodim atzmo in, right, that the case, the only case where he's saying is chayav in the chomesh is if he admits himself that he did something wrong. Aval hoda achar edim, but if he came to admit it after the edim already come, lo, then not. Then we don't say he's chayav. Vi sakadat kashua mechayv to kefil poter to min chomesh. If you feel that if it's a single shvuah that's mechayivim over here, that the shvuah is that mechayivim kefil, is that which is poter min chomesh? Amai hoda achar chayim, lo. If that's the case, why when he's modeh after the edim, it's not? The shvua is not what makes him chayv kefil over here. T'chayve chumsha. So therefore he should be chayv chumsha. El alaf, what it must be, shmamina. Must be the fact that he's paying kefil is what makes him patur from the chomesh, because the chomesh is subsumed in that payment on the single claim that has to do with a one object. How do we see this from this case? Because it's not a case of shomer. This is a case of someone that he bumped into in the shuk. When he bumps into this guy in the shuk and says, listen, you stole from me, the shvua is irrelevant, because even if he says, I didn't steal from you, and then Adam show up and say that you did steal, he'll have to pay kefil. We do not need a shvua to make him chayev kefil in this case, because a regular ganav is chayev kefil, despite the fact that he didn't take a shvua. The only time we need a shvua to be chayev kefil is when it's toin tenat ganav. So here in this instance, the fact that he's chayev kefil has nothing to do with the shvua. It has to do with the fact that Adam showed up and said that he was a ganav. So now, when we've done with the Eidim, we say he's Chayiv Kefil, the Shavuah is still available to us to make him Chayiv in the Chomesh, because the Shavuah is not what was Mechayiv him, the Kefil over here, it was the Eidim. Therefore, if you believe that when you have a Shavuah available to be Mechayiv him, the Chomesh, independent of the Kefil, that you should pay both, then in this instance, even when he admits Hodeh, after the Eidim came, he should not only pay Kefil, he should pay also the Chomesh. The fact that he doesn't proves to us that the issue is not about the mechayvim, how many shvot, or if there's an independent mechayev over here, but rather the issue is whether there's a single payment, or if there is a single claimant that is involved in the object that which we're speaking about. And once you've paid kefil, we don't pay chomesh, because the chomesh already is subsumed in the kefil. So Tosfos asks over here, we've seen before that if a person is found to be mishakir in his Eidut, meaning that if Eidim come along and say that the first Eidut was no good, or the first testimony of Shavuah that he took is no good, that already puts it into his possession. And the second thing that he does, or if he's Hodev, he's Modeh afterwards, it has no meaning, because the Eidim, when they are Machish, when they disagree with the first claim, they also disagree with the second claim. So if you look at Tosus, Tap Tosus, Tema. Tocharachok Shabo Eidim HaKamaita, after the Eidim came on the first claim, Vomrim Shavuot HaShah Hare Inhu Virshuto. At that moment, we saw that it was in his possession. V'nimsa Shemachishim Gam Shavuah Shniyah. That means that they also are disagreeing with the second Shavuah Shnishba Shavad, that he says it was lost because it was in his possession. And then why is he paying Chomesh after the Eidim came? Right, we said before in the Mishnah that we quoted before that Hechem Pigdoni, the case of Hechem Pigdoni, when he's Hodim Atzmo, Mishalem Kerem Chomesh. That is only if he was Hodim Atzmo without any Eidim, but Mashma of Eidim came, then Hodim Atzmo would not have any relevance. So Tosu says over here that Yesh Lomar, the Olam B'Tanat Avad, Hodel Achar Eidim, Nami Mishalem Chomesh. When a person is toying Tanat Avad, and Eidim come and say that he was lying over here, that he still pays the Chomesh. That the only time that we say when Eidim come along that we won't pay the Chomesh afterwards is when it's a Toin Tanat Ganav. When the Eidim are Mechayiv him Kefil on the first claim, since they're Mechayiv him Kefil on the first claim, right, then we won't be Mechayiv him Chomesh on the second claim. But when it comes to Toin Tanat Avad, when it comes to a case where he makes a claim that it was lost, that they only are Mechayiv him Karen on the first claim, then he could be, when he's Moda afterwards, he will also be Mechayiv himself the additional Chomesh. And even though above or earlier it sounded different, he said that was Lavdavko, that Mi'atzmo, when he said Mi'atzmo, that it's also true after Eidim, but just in the context of that situation, it says Hodim Mi'atzmo. Okay, now the Gemara continues with a further question, and to deepen this point of what is the Mechayev by Chomesh and Kefil, because by Ravina asked, what happens if the Chomesh and the Kfela come from two different people? I mean that there are two different defendants over here. Can one defendant pay Kefil, and can one defendant pay Chomesh? What's the case? He appoints two people to be the Shomrim over his animal. Then he goes ahead and he's Tanat Bo Tanat Ganav. They both claim that it was stolen from them. Chad Nishba, one of them was Nishba to that effect, v'hodeh, and then afterwards admitted that he was lying, v'chad Nishba uvau Eidim, and one of them took a Shavuah, and then Eidim came. So it says it has to be Dafko in this order, because if the Eidim came first, then the Eidim are testifying against both parties over here, and both parties would be Chayav right away, and there's no Hoda'ah after Bo Eidim. So the case first has to be that he's modeh before any edim show up, and then the second guy is nitchayev because the edim showed up and testified against him. What is the din here? As we saw before in Rava's case, maybe when it's one defendant, that's when the Torah is makbid. In that instance, he shouldn't pay both the chumash and the kvela. And the kvela, aval, betray, when it comes to two, trei gavre, when there are two people involved, then hayne shalem kvela, hayne shalem chumash, when there are two different defendants, one of them can pay a chumash, and one of them can pay the kvela. Udil ma'alui chad mamona kabid. Maybe that the Torah is kapid rachmana, the Torah is makpid, and on one object, or one case, the lo nishalim ala chumash kvela, that you shouldn't pay both the chumash and a kvela. V'chach anami chad mamona here, and over here, there's only one object that was supposedly stolen, and one object about which we are discussing, and one claimant here, teiko. So I leave that as a teiko and as an unsolved case. Now, by Rav Papa again tries to deepen or query about this case of Chevel and Chomesh. Trei Chomshe, o trei Kfele b'chad gavra ma. Now, when we said before that you can't make too many teri payments, that was when it was one was Chomesh and one was Kfele. On the other hand, what happens if you for twice you are Chayev Kfele or twice you are Chayev Chomesh on the same object? Hey, what's the case? So, hey, Chidami, what is the case over here? The case over here is Kagon, Shita'an Tanat Avad V'Nishba. Right, that he was towing Tanat Avad, he claims that it was lost. He was a Shomer Chinam, he claims that it was lost, and he's Patur V'Nishba, and he took a Shvu'ah to that effect. Tosu says here that it's not V'Hodeh, that we don't put in the Girs of Hodeh, because if he already was Modeh already, then he became obvious that he was Mishakran with the first Shvu'ah. If he's a Shakran for the first Shvu'ah, then everything afterwards is irrelevant, because then he becomes a Gazlan, and he's Chayef Onsin on it from this time forward. So it can't be a case of Hodeh, but rather, V'Chazar V'Tan Tanat Avad. Again, he was Toyin Tanat Avad, the Shvu'ah to that effect, V'Hodeh. And he was Modeh to afterwards. Now, according to Tosfos, this case is a little strange because we already had such an instance, a case before, which is the Rav Papa Amas Nisani that we said before. He's Bi Alav Heipamim Ben Bifnei Bezim Ben Shlo Bezim Mekafar Alav Chayav Kol Achat VeAchat. He's Chayav on each one of them. So then, what's Rav Papa's question over here? But Tosfos is trying to avoid the other problem, is that if he's Modeh in between, then the first Shvu'ah becomes a problematic Shvu'ah. So where it says, so what's the din here? Or the other case might be Kon Shatan Tanat Ganav Vidnishba. That he was towing Tanat Ganav, and then he took a Shvu'ah, and then he was Ubo Edim. Edim come and testified to that effect, and now he's Chayav Kefo. And then again he claims that he's not Chayav for it, he was towing Tanat Ganav because it was stolen, Vidnishba, and took another Shvu'ah to that effect. Ubo Edim, my. What is the din? What's the din over here? Again, Tosus over here asks the question, what's the case over here? Because once he took a Shvu'ah to the fact that he was toying Tanat Ganav in the first Beis Din, and then he didn't come along and say, listen, he was lying, then he becomes a Gazlan on it, or basically that he's Niftar with the Shvu'ah Rishonah that came from the first Beis Din. So once he took the first Shvu'ah, he becomes Chayven Onsin. Once he's Chayven Onsin, the second Shvu'ah is meaningless. So Tosu says that it has to be a case here where the Baal HaPikadon said to him after he was found out to be lying about the first case of Toyin Tanat Ganav, and then Beis Din said you're Chayev to pay, and then he goes in, he's Toyin Tanat Ganav, that the Baal HaPikadon says to him, listen, you're not Chayev Notzim, I want you to be a Shomer Chinam, I want you to go back to your original status and be a Shomer Chinam on this item again. Now that you're a Shomer Chinam on this item again, he went ahead and then made a Taina of Toyin Tanat Ganav again, and it was Nishba. And because of that, a second Shvu'ah, the Edim come and testify to the fact that he was lying again in Toyin Ganav the second time around. The Tosfos says, and the question becomes a little bit strange or stretched, because we're going to see in a second how he formulates the question, but over here it's clear that there's two Hafkadot. There was two times that he was Mafkid, the object with him the first time, and then the second time when he declared him to be a Shomer Chinam again and not a Gazlan. So that presents a little bit of a problem, although Tosfos is trying to help to formulate these cases or formulate these questions despite the knowledge that we have from these previous Gemarot that say that in some of these instances, the second Shvu'ah becomes irrelevant. So how do the Gemara, how does the Gemara formulate the question? Mi amrina and trei gavnei. Do we say that they are to trei gavnei monoka, my rachmana delo nishtamo eloi, that when the Torah says you can't pay twice, that's when it's talking about two different types of payment. One that's kefil and one that is chomish. When it comes, right, in our case, it's one type of payment. It's both kefel or it's both chomesh. that it, or is the Torah coming to teach us that when it comes to one object and one claim, you can only have one payment? You can't have multiple payments when it comes to one object that was taken inappropriately, or an object in which he took a shvuah to the effect, or in a way that he is found to be guilty in multiple times. There he's only be chayav once. So hachanami trim and over here it's two different payments, and therefore he's not going to be chayav. Tashma. Because when it comes to the Chomesh, it says, the Torah, you can pay multiple times, you can pay Chomesh, you're found to be lying multiple times with regards to a single claim, or a single object, then you're going to pay multiple times, you're going to pay Chomesh. So the fact that you pay Chomesh multiple times shows you that you could be Chayav multiple payments, as long as they're the same type of payments. And we're going to have to say here, just like by Chamishil Toa Sofalav, that applies over here. Then who are then the train kefilah, that the same thing as application by two types of kefil. Okay, tavua balim le shomer. So now the Gemara continues with a different question. The balim come and make a claim. They say to the shomer, where's my object? Vinishba, he takes a shvu'ah to the effect that it was stolen from him. But after he takes this shvu'ah, the shvu'ah makes him patur, and he no longer has to pay the money, or he doesn't have to pay to the Baal HaBikadon. Afterwards, he changes his mind, and he decides that he really, if Nimei Shurta Din, he wants to pay him. Shilem, now he pays him. V'chukar aganav, and afterwards they find the actual thief that took the item. Kefa lemi. Who does the kefa go to in this case? Now it's clear cut, and we're going to see this from the Mishnah in Bava Metzia in a second, that if he took a shvu'ah to be poter himself, if he takes the shvu'ah and says that I'm patur, and then they find the ganav, the kefa goes to the original balim because he didn't pay anything. There's no reason that he should get the kefa, the shomer, because everything belongs to balim, and they didn't. The shomer made no layout in this case, or no expenditure in this case. On the other hand, if the shomer pays the money, says I don't want to take a shvu'ah and I want to pay the money to you. Now, basically, the shomer steps into the shoes of the balim. He's now paid for the object. The object becomes his. So if the ganav is found, in that case, it's clear that the shomer gets the kefil. Problem with our case is that he first took a shvua, and then he paid for it. Does that change the case? So the answer is, maybe. Why? So Abaye Amar the Baal HaPikadon, when it comes to paying kefil, it goes back to the original owner. Despite the fact that he paid over here, it still goes back to the original owner. Whereas Rabbi Amar the Pikadon, it's well. That, now that he paid it, he becomes the owner of the object. He steps into the shoes of the original Baalim, and therefore when he comes to pay kefil, it's going to go to the Shomer. Why is this? Abaye Amar the Baal HaPikadon, Abaye says it goes to the Baal HaPikadon, came into Atreche Bishvu'ah, Lo Makne Leik Feilo, because the fact that he originally dragged him out to Beis Din and gave him a Shvu'ah to be poter himself, therefore even afterwards, when he goes and pays for it, we don't say that he gets possession of it, or that the balim, the original balim of the Pikadon, give over to him the kefil, or let him step into their shoes, because the payment came after he already bothered him or dragged him out to Beis Din. Rava Mada Misha Pikadon, it's well. Rava says, no, that the shomer now owns the object. Why? Kevin de Shilim, once he pays for it, Makli Lake Fela. Once he's paid the money, it becomes his in a sense, and therefore the balim are going to give him the kefil. They got what they needed. They got their money back for the Pikadon. So now any benefit is going to accrue to the shomer. But Kamifla gave a diok of the Mesnisen, and they're arguing about a diok from the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, which we just discussed. It's not. Amafkede to Chaveru Behema Okelim, person who gives over to a shomer to watch his objects, and Venignev Loshavdu, they were stolen or lost. Shilem Velo Retzeli Shava. If he decides he'd rather not take a shua and he'd rather pay, then what do we say? Shamru Shomer Chinam Nishba Viotse. Because the Shomer Chinam is entitled to take his shvuah to be poter himself by Gnev on Aveda. But nevertheless, he opts to pay instead of taking the shvuah. Nimsa Ganav, if the Ganav is found, Mishalem Tashlame Kefel. In that case, he pays Kefel. Tavachu Machar, if he's found to have also shechted or sold it, Mishalem Tashlame Aru Chamisha. Lemihu Mishalem, who's he going to pay? Lemisha Pigadon, it's low. To the one who the Pigadon is with now. Who's the one the Pigadon is with? That is the Shomer. The Shomer is paid for the object, so the object now really is in his possession. It's in his possession. He's going to get the kefel when it comes to finding of the ganav. On the other hand, nishpa v'lo ratzal l'shalem, if he decides to take a shvu'ah instead of paying, v'nimtza ha-ganav, and then the ganav is found, the ganav is mashlem t'shlumi kefel, he pays kefel. V'tavachu machar, if he also shechted it and sold it, mishalem t'shlumi arvachamisha, l'mihu mishalem, who does he pay it to? The Bala Pikadon, to the original owner of the Pikadon. Why? Because in this instance, the Shomer was poter himself with a Shvu'ah, so he didn't take over ownership of the Pikadon. The Pikadon remains in the ownership of the original Balim. This is with the original Balim. And the Shomer is patur to a Shvu'ah. When it comes to paying the kefil, it'll go back to the original Balim. So, Baya Dayak Mereisha, Rava Dayak Mesefa. Abaye is Medayak from the Reisha, and Rava is Medayak from the Seifa. How does that? Abaye Medayak Mereisha, Dektani Shilem, Velo Ratzali Shavah. that the Reisha says that he wants to pay, and he didn't want to take a Shavuah. Time Adelo Ratzeli Shavuah. The whole reason that by paying it, he gets control, the Shomer gets control or ownership over the item to effect that he'll get paid Kevo, is because he didn't take a Shavuah. He only paid Hanishba, Afa Pisha Shalim. But if he does take a Shavuah, even if he pays, nevertheless, the Mimish Shalim, the Bala Pikadon, then it will go to the Bala Pikadon, to the original owner. So he's Dayek from the safe ratio that the only case where it goes to the Shomer is a case where he paid, solely paid. But if he was also to take a Shavuah, that will lose him the right to get the Kefel. And Rav is a Dayek Misefa, and Rav is a Dayek from the Seifa, that what? The Ktani, because it says in the Seifa, Nishba v'lo ratzel l'shalim. If he took a Shavuah and didn't want to pay, time v'lo ratzel l'shalim. That's only because he didn't want to pay. Hashilim. But in the end, if he did pay, afo pish nishba, even though he took a Shavuah, the Mimish Shalim, who's going to pay to the Mishba Gadon, it'll go to the Shomer. So therefore, the second case in the Mishnah is Dafko in a case where he takes a Shavuah, does he not get possession in order to get paid the Kevel? But if he takes a Shavuah and is Mishalim, in that case he will take possession of it to get the payment of the Kevel. Obviously, the other half of the Mishnah is a problem for each one of their respective positions. That's what Gemara says now. Abaye, Kasha, it says, the Abaye, the Seifa is a problem for him because the Diyuk of the Seifa is like Rova. So, this is how to read the Seifa. Nishpa, velo, rotzo, lishalem, kodem, eshavuah. But the Diyuk about Nishpa, and he doesn't pay, doesn't mean that he didn't pay at all, but rather, he didn't pay before the Shavuah. But after the Shavuah, so even if he pays after the Shavuah, the Mila Shalem, then he pays the Bal HaPikadon, then he pays to the original owner, because a Shilam, a payment after a Shavuah, does not change the ownership of the Kefil and remains with the original owner. The Rava Kasha Reisha, what about Rava with regards to the Reisha? The Diuk of the Reisha sounds a lot like a Baye. So Amar Lecha Rava, this is how to explain the Reisha. Shilam Velo Ratzo La'amod B'Shavuato. Not Shilam, as opposed to taking a Shavuah and Shilim, but rather Shilim, Velo Ratzo La'amod B'Shavuato, that he was paying and he didn't want to stay with his original Shavuah. Shilim, Lami, and therefore he paid. He paid. Even though he had taken a Shavuah, he decides he changed his mind and then decides to pay. Lami Mishalim, so who does he pay to? Lami Shapikadon, Itzlo. The one who the Pikadon is with, that is the Shomer. So the Shomer becomes steps into the shoes of the Balim, and since he steps into the shoes of the Balim, even though he's taken a Shavuah and he was matriach him to come to Beis Din, nevertheless, when he makes the payment afterwards and he changes his mind, he's going to be the kefil is going to accrue to the benefit of the Shomer since he paid for the Pikadon. Tells us the bottom, Kuchedmanav points out that we see in other places that Rava says when there's a tircha or you're matriach him to come to Beis Din, right then, we don't say that the benefit accrues to this individual. Tosus wants to be mechalik between what's the outcome. In the cases that we're speaking about, where Rava says that a person drags him out to Beis Din, and because he drags him out to Beis Din, he's not willing to give him any benefit, that's in a case where he drags him out to Beis Din and doesn't end up giving him anything. That the claimant gets absolutely nothing out of this case. So in that case, he's forget it. He doesn't give anything to the defendant because he dragged him out to Beis Din. But on the other hand, in our case over here, even though he dragged him out to Beis Din, in the end, the outcome was to his benefit. The outcome was that he got paid. He got the money in the end. Even though it was a slight tircha that he had to drag him out to Beis Din for the Shavuah, that's not a big deal in context of the fact that he got his money back. Once he got his money back, he says, all right, then he can have the kefil as well because I got what I needed. I got my payment back for my object, and I am now out of the picture. Okay, the Mara now asks a question, Tavua Balim V'Kafar. The Balim go and to a Ganav and say, listen, you have my object, and he denies it, V'Viu Edim, and the Balim then afterwards bring Edim. Mi Niftar Ganav Bodat Shomer. Is the Ganav Patur because he was Modeh to the Shomer, although Niftar Ganav Bodat Shomer, is he not Niftar with the Hoda'ah that he did to the Shomer? So let's explain the case here. It's a case where a person gives over his Pikadon, an individual gives his Pikadon to a Shomer Chinam. Comes to the Shomer Chinam and says, where's my object? I want it back. And the Shomer Chinam says, it was stolen. It was stolen from me. So the Balaim, he go ahead and say, a Shomer Chinam has the option then, when it's Nigdav V'Nevad, he can take a Shavuah. And that's what the Shomer does. He takes a Shavuah to the effect that it was stolen from him. And he is telling the truth in this instance. Then the Ganav is out there with the object. And the Ganav, after the Shomer knows who or finds out who the Ganav is, the Shomer goes to him, give me back the object. And the Ganav admits that he did steal it. Now why does that help him? That helps him because a Modeh B'Knas is Patur. So if he's Modeh over here, he'll only have to pay the Karen. He will not have to pay the Kefel. So he went ahead and he was Modeh to the Shomer. On the other hand, when the Balim, the actual owners of the Pala Bikadon, make a claim from him, he denies that he owes them anything. And later on, these Balim bring Edim. bring witnesses to testify to the fact that he did steal it, and therefore he should be chayev kefel to the Baalim. So what we want to know here is, does the claim of the Shomer and the Huda'ah of the Ganav to the Shomer have any bearing over here? Do we say because he already took the Shavu'ah? Since the Shomer took a Shavu'ah and he basically took himself out of the case, he's no longer relevant to the case. If he's not relevant to the case, then the Huda'ah, the admission of the Ganav to the Shomer, is meaningless. And therefore the Ganav is going to have to pay to the Baalim Kefel, because all that would transpire between him and the real owners, the Baal HaPikadon, is that they deny that they stole it, and then Edim come and testify that he did sell it. Or do you say, despite the fact that the Shomer Chinam has taken a Shavuah to be poter himself, he's still somewhat involved in the case. The fact that he took a Shavuah to be poter himself, but he still wants to take care of the Ganav. He wants to make sure that the Baalim get back the object that they have, and therefore his claim was or is tvi'ah of the ganav is a good tvi'ah. When the ganav is moder to him, it's also a good hoda'ah, and it won't be chayav the kefel. So Gemara says, Amarov, I'll bring you a proof, I'll tell you what I know. Im be'emet nishba, if the shomer chinam takes a shvua, in truthfully takes a shvua, niftar ganav bodat shomer, then the ganav is patur when he's moder to the shomer. Why is that? Because, as Rashi points out, then anan sade. Because we see from this that the Baalim believe the Shomer. They are willing to accept his Shvu'ah in lieu of payment, and he is patur, since we know that he's a Neman, and he's believed by the original Baalim. Therefore, he would also trust him or want him, if he finds out who the Ganav is, to make a claim on his behalf. Mechle the Mari to have it be a day the Hech. He'd rather that the Shomer end up with the object than the Ganav. So if the Shomer can get the object out of the hands of the Ganav, he'll be happy because he trusts this guy and then he can get it back. So the fact that he trusts him by the Shavua means that he also trusts him to be Toveya, because he's much better off of having the object in the hands of the Shomer than he is at having it in the hands of the Ganav. So when the Ganav is Modeh, admits to the Shomer that he stole it, that will also help him with regards to the Baal HaPikadon, the owner's claim, and he won't have to pay Kefel because he's Modeh B'Knas over here. On the other hand, in B'Sheker Nishba, if the Shomer took a Shvu'ah of Torah Tanat Ganav, then Lo Niftar Ganav O Data Shomer, then the Ganav's interaction with the Shomer are meaningless. Why is that? Because if he already lied, if the Shomer took a Shvu'ah B'Sheker, and he lied over here, then we don't believe, or there is no trustworthiness with regards to the Shomer. So, once that's the case, we are on Sade over here that the owner does not want in the hands of this Shomer. Since this Shomer is also a liar, or is also problematic because he takes false Shavuot, then why should the Baalim want it in the hands of the Shomer any more than he wants it in the hands of the Ganav? They're both problematic for him. So in that case, he doesn't trust the Shomer. He doesn't want the Shomer to go out and make a tviyah, to make a claim on his behalf. And therefore, if the Ganav is modeh to the Shomer in this instance, it'll have no bearing or impact on the case. And when the Baalim bring Edim afterwards, the Ganav will have to pay Kefel. So, Bari Rava, Amad Lishava B'Sheker, what happens if he didn't actually take a Shavuot Sheker, but he was about to take a Shavuot Sheker, and we stopped him, we figured out that he was lying, but we stopped him, we preempted him and said, don't take the Shavuot. Maho, what is the din over here? And Mar leaves this as a Teku. Why is this? Because since he was going to take a Shavuot Sheker, we don't believe him. And that will be equivalent to the case of where he actually took a Shavuot Sheker. Or do you say, no, that the only time that he loses his trustworthiness is when he actually takes the Shavuot. But over here, when he didn't take the Shavuot, we see that he still remains in his position of trust. Rav Kana matne hachi. Rav Kana learned this way. But Rav Tevyumi matne hachi. On the other hand, Rav Tevyumi learned, otherwise learned the question this way. By Rava Nishpa the Sheker Mahu. If he actually took a Shavuot Sheker, what is the din over here? And he leaves it as a Teku. What's the Teku? What's Nishpa the Sheker? What is the Teku over here? Because, as Rashi points out, do we say, Me, Amrina, Akate Le Ramyo? Now, when the Shomer went ahead and took a false Shavuot, that's really his obligation still to return the item to the original Baalim. Because at some point, after he took the Shavuot Sheker, he's going to regret taking the Shavuot Sheker, and he's going to have to pay. And since he's going to have to pay, he's on the line for the money, then his tviyah of the ganav is a good tviyah, because he's on the hook for this item. Or we say, no, that once he's nishba the sheker, then already there's a question of nemanut. And if he loses his nemanut over here, then we can't say to him, go ahead and be tovei on behalf of the Baalim, because the Baalim don't want him in the case anymore. They want him totally out of the case over here. So obviously, Rav Tumumi's question of Rava does not a shows a a one after the other question, as opposed to the case of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana had two stages to the question, Emet and Sheker, and then a second stage was that if it was Sheker, he was about to take a Shavuot Sheker, but he doesn't take it. Rav Tamimi just asked the one question, if he takes a Shavuot Sheker, what's the din of a Shavuot Sheker, not relating to before what Rava said before about his, whether he took an Emet and then Sheker, and then have a secondary question. Rather, there's just one question, if you take a false Shavuot, what's the status of the Shomer at that point? Do we say he's still responsible for the item, and therefore he has a tviah, and the hoda'ah and the admission of the ganav is meaningful when he talks to the shomer, or do we say the shomer's out of the picture because he has no nemunot anymore? Okay, new case. Now again, tavu balim. The balim went ahead and with toveya the ganav. Vehodeh, and he admits to the balim that he did steal it. Tavu shomer. On the other hand, the shomer comes in and makes a claim and says to the ganav, did you steal it? And he's kafar, and he denies it. Vehevi edim. And then he brings edim. Nifter ganav bodat balim alo. Does the ganav off the hook here in the case of the admission to the balim or not? So what's the case over here? The case is the opposite of what we had before. The case here is where the shomer chinam, instead of taking his shvuah to be poter himself, he pays money. He pays the money and then he takes control of the pikadon. So in the previous case, we said that the balim really had control because the shomer chinam took a shvuah. When he takes a shvuah, he's poter himself, somewhat takes himself out of the case. So we wanted to know what was the status of the shomer then when he takes himself out of the case. Over here, it's the opposite. The shomer pays the bala pikadon for the pikadon, and now it really comes into his ownership or his control with regards to payment of kefel. Now, what is the status of the balim now? The balim have been knocked out of the picture. Do we say about the balim, they're totally knocked out of the picture, and only the shomer can make claims over here or be toveya? Or do we say, no, the balim are still kind of in the picture. Why are they in the kind of picture? Because they know that the shomer paid them to take care of them, so the balim also want to take care of the shomer and make sure that he gets his money back in the end. So mi amrinan matzi amalei shomer the balim. The shomer can say the balim atun kevin dishakli to luchu demei istakli luchu meacha. Right, the shomer can say to the balim, listen, I paid you to take you out of this case. Once you're out of this case, there's nothing to discuss anymore because I am the owner. You have no bearing on this case, and if you go ahead and make a tainu or a tevia over here, then that's not relevant to our case. Odilma matzi amrinle. Or maybe the balim can say back to the shomer, just like you did something good for us, we're going to help you out. You did me a favor, I know, because you didn't have to pay, and you did pay. The fact that you paid was really a big favor to me. Now that you've done me that favor, I want to return that favor. So therefore, I'm also going to chase down the ganav. I chased after the ganav to get you your money back. So you take your money, and I'll take my money. But then at least we both get paid back. So my leave that is a teku. Okay, now an additional case over here, Itmar, Nignava Be'ones. It's a case where it was stolen Be'ones from a Shomer. V'hukar Ganav, and they know who the thief is. Now, this is a case where it's listed Mizuin. These are armed robbers. By armed robbers, a Shomer Chinam is Patur because it's Ones. Obviously, he's Patur because he's Patur even by a regular Gneva Neveda. But a Shomer Sachar is also Patur in a case of Ones. So both Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar are technically Patur over here because it's Ones. So they have a choice. They can either take a Shavu'ah and be poter themselves, or they can pay for the object and take control of the object. But over here, the case is a little bit different. Why? Because we know who the Ganav is already. We know who the Ganav is at the time of the Shavu'ah. So Mamar by Im Shomer Chinam Hu, if he's a Shomer Chinam Hu, Ratza Usel Modin Ratza Nishba, that he has the option. He can either take his Shavu'ah and leave it with the Balim and let the Balim take care of the issue, or they can pay the Balim and then they can go after the Ganav themselves. On the other hand, if he's a shomer sechar, he must go out and do it and make a claim against the ganav and take care of the situation. And he cannot take a shvuah to be poter himself and let the balim have to deal with it. Why? Because the obligation of a shomer sechar is that lo yafsid klum alav l'torah chachra. If he's not going to lose anything from this, then the obligation of him is to ensure that the item gets returned to the Baalim. So since there's no monetary expense in a sense, it's only a tircha, then that's part of being a Shomer Sachar, is to be metareach, to ensure that it gets back to the Baalim. Rav Amar, on the other hand, it says, Echad zeh v'echad zeh usei modin v'enu nishba. And the Rav says, no, both of them are obligated, both a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar have to go after the Ganav, and they can't take a Shavuah to be put down themselves. Because, as Rashi formulates, the mitzvah lav lachzer achar aveda. And when it comes to this last object, a shomer is responsible to return it to the balim. Sure, he's not responsible to expend money to ensure the balim get it back, but on the other hand, he still, if it doesn't cause an expenditure, so it's a tircha, then both the shomer chinam and a shomer sechar, that's why they're called shomrim, are obligated to go back and return it to the original Baalim, so that they do by going and making the claim against the Ganav. So when it says, Lema Pligia de Rav Huna Bar Avin, let's say that Rav's position over here argues on that of Rav Huna Bar Avin. The Shalach Rav Huna Bar Avin, Nignava Baones, was stolen by an Ones, Vihukara Ganav, and they know who the Ganav is. Im Shamachim Hu Ratza Osimodin Ratza Nishba, just like Abai's position. Im Shamachacharu Osimodin, then he has to do Veno Nishba. So it's exactly like Abai's position, disagrees with Rav. So that means that Rav also argues on Rav Huna Bar Avin. So when it says, no. No, what's the case by Rav Huna? I don't disagree with Rav Huna. I do disagree with the Abai because we're talking about the same case. But Rav Huna Bavin was actually addressing a totally different case. What is that? Kagon, Shekodam Vinishba. In a case where he already took the Shavu'ah before we knew who the Ganav was. V'haratzah. Well, that's a little problematic because what does Rav Huna Bavin say about the Shomer Chinam? It's a choice. He can either Oseim Odin or Ratzah Nishba. He can either go ahead and make a claim against the Ganav and try to get it back from him, or he can take a Shavu'ah and be poter himself. Why is he taking a shvua to be poter himself if he already took a shvua to be poter himself? So when it says, "Hachi kama rotzo shomer chinam omed b'shvuato," shomer chinam has the option to remain with his original shvua that was poter himself. He doesn't have to change his mind, or rotzo same din, or he has the option then to do a din with him because the shvua was taken at a time when we didn't know who the ganav was. When we didn't know who the ganav was, the shomer chinam had a right to take a shvua to be poter himself. Since he had a right to take the shvua to be poter himself, then afterwards he now has an option. To either remain with that Shua, or he can basically pay the Baalim and then take on the Ganav. That's his option. On the other hand, Rava believes that if the Shua is already taken at a time when we know who the Ganav is, then you don't have that option. The option to take a Shua is no longer available to you because you have an obligation as a Shomer to be Toreach to ensure that the objects return to the Baalim. And here it's just a matter of Tircha to go make the Tfiyah, to make the claim against the Ganav, and that Tircha is going to be placed upon you. So Rabbi Zutte boy lohachi. Rabbi Zutte, on the other hand, asked the question and formulated the question a different way. What's the different question he asked? Nignava ba'onez, in a case where it was stolen ba'onez, v'yachzir ha-ganav b'beit ha-shomer. Then the ganav returns it to the shomer's house. Right? Now, what happens once it's returned to the shomer's house is meita b'pshia. It died there because of some pshia of the shomer. Mahu, what's the din? Mi amrinan came into nignava ba'onez kayilei shmirato. Do we say because when it was stolen by Onus originally, the Shemira is over? I mean, he's ended his job as a Shomer, and now, because he can be poter himself with a Shvu'ah, since he can be poter himself with a Shvu'ah, he's no longer really the Shomer. There are just different options to go from here, but he's not the Shomer. The Ganav is the one who is responsible for now. So when he returns it to his house with the Shomer, it's still not really returned to the Baalim, and therefore the Shomer is not responsible for it at this moment. Or do we say, Odilma came into Hadra, once it's returned to the Shomer, Hadra the Shmira Tau, Shmira kicks back in, because his obligation as a Shomer is to return it to the Baalim. If it comes back into his possession, then he becomes the old Shomer that he was in order to ensure that it does return to Baalim. So there we leave it as, again, as a takeaway, it's an unanswered question. Okay, we'll stop over here.